Hello and welcome to this first new edition of My Adventures with me, Mark, on the website. And this particular podcast is going to be about the annual thing that I do, which is how much computer power do you actually need? Now, I am breaking a bit of habit of a lifetime. So I'm using the Tascam DR40 recorder that I use for pretty much everything. It's also my sound card for my Raspberry Pi, and I'll come on to that in a second. But I'm also using my SE2200 or 2200 2C condenser microphone, which I never use. I haven't used it for a long time. It's in like a very powerful condenser, so the noises in the background you're likely to hear are Lucas on his iPad playing games, and maybe he's pretty good at gaming, actually. He's a good gamer, but you sometimes get a bit frustrated when you make some mistakes. You might hear a bit of oh, as he does. And also, you'll hear my neighbours, who are very noisy. And I do remember now, once I've used this microphone, that's generally what happens, is that's my neighbours. That's what you can hear above. I don't know what they're doing. Bit of DIY, walking about, getting things from the fridge. Anyway, so bit of context and a bit of background. God, that is really annoying, isn't it? Yep, okay, now that's just the kids. So I'm going to try and talk over the top of that, because that's how loud they are. Right? It's actually not their fault, it's the homes that we choose to live in. Okay, so how much computer power do you actually need? So I've decided, because I think the last one I did was back in 2023, where I did a whole video on my Pi 400 and how I was using that. And I'd built a whole dark web or deep web website using that, and then published it. So now I went out and bought a Raspberry Pi 4, 8 gigabyte, just before Christmas. Even though the Raspberry Pi 5 had just come out, but I thought I couldn't justify using it because I already had a 4 gigabyte, and I was using that quite extensively, and the 400 obviously. And then my very dear friend Nicole bought me a Raspberry Pi 5 for Christmas, and now I use the Pi 5 extensively because it's really fast and it's nice. Actually, it's a pretty decent computer. So I've converted the 4 8 gigabyte into an Android computer, which I use for work. So that's now my work computer, and so far, touch wood, that has actually worked really well. So I'm quite pleased about that, and I'll continue to do that. So the experiment I'm going to do for this week is I'm going to do everything from that I do at home on the Pi 5. So I've just, I had Raspberry Pi OS on a 127 gig card, right? Just standard SD card, right? And it was fine. And I thought, oh, do you know what? I'd heard that a couple of people that I follow on YouTube, I think Chris Barnett and Nova Spirit, I believe, were using Ubuntu, and they said it was flawless. So I tried it out, and it is pretty good. Then I tried to put it on the SD card, and then it failed. So I don't know, I've corrupted my SD card, which is infuriating. So I'm going to maybe just use that card as memory for my phone, so I can store my videos and pictures on that. All right, so that's one thing. So I'm going to use Ubuntu. I do have a USB 64 gigabyte with Raspberry Pi OS on it, and then Chris Barnett on YouTube had put up a video showing how you can use Kden Live, and there's a patch. So I've done that and it works. The only problem I've got with that is it's uploading my videos, my landscape videos, to Portrait, and then it's the whole thing to try to to rearrange them. It's annoying. So I've got that, so although I've got my Linux Pop OS system here, I've backed up everything onto a USB card, so I've got all that information available to me on the Raspberry Pi on Ubuntu. So the only thing I've noticed so far that has been a little bit difficult, which is I now use Maps, OS Maps, right, the Audience Survey, because that's how I plan my routes for the Hike and Pod podcasts and the hiking stuff. And it's not a fluid experience on the Pi 5, which is a bit of a shame. And even, I have to say, Google Maps, which I'm, you know, I know it's like, I don't know how to describe it really, it's the vulgar. It's that's a bit laggy, so not keen on. So the map experience overall, I suppose, is pretty lacking on the Pi 5. But other than that, at the moment, I can't really fault it. So the obviously it does things like the word processing really well. Obviously emails, vast majority of surfing and research, it does quite well. I've got Reaper audio software on it, which is what I use for my editing and publishing. That works really well. It runs WordPress quite well as well. So, and that's pretty much all I really use it for. So, which is, I think that's probably, right. So the other thing that I've noticed that is a problem. So I've got GIMP as well. So I use GIMP for editing and making the stickers and stuff, right? So I did logo design. So I've done all of that. And I've just got a new Canon printer. So at the moment, I don't know about using cups, but the Pi doesn't talk to the printer, which is a bit of a problem, right? So then I have to go back to my Windows 10 system, which is where I've got my main video editor, Filmora, and CapCut, and using that computer. So it's that's the only time that I'm allowed to use, in this experiment anyway, to use the another operating system other than Ubuntu on the Raspberry Pi. So, right. So for full context, what I've got is I haven't even updated the or increased the processor speed on the Pi, or overclocked it rather. So it is still pretty standard out of the box. I've got I'm going to publish this so you see why I don't use a high power condenser very often, because this is my life, right? Ordinarily, actually, I can't hear it this clearly because I'm actually quite deaf. So it's a Pi 5, 8 gigabyte. And I think the SD card is only like a 32 gigabyte, so not amazingly high powered, but I've got a 64 gig key connected to it, and then I've got my 320 gig backup, which is what everything else is on. So that's the system, that's the plan for the week. I'll let you know how I get on.